For the last part of chapters 2 and 3, let's take a look at our outline, Roman numeral 6, where we have a summary of the 13 promises to overcomers. These are born-again believers now. Listening time is approximately 4 minutes. The first one is found in Revelation 2:17, where we are guaranteed salvation, which is eternal life. Revelation 22:2. And Genesis chapter 2 and 3. The second promise to the overcomer is found in Revelation 2:17, where we'll be avoiding the second death. Revelation 20, verse 14. The third is the hidden manna, which is, of course, Jesus Christ, meaning we'll have eternal fellowship. Revelation 2:17. Again, in Revelation 2:17, we have the fourth one. Well, the promise of a white stone. That means that we've been found innocent. Sins are forgiven. And fifth, a new name, Revelation 2:17. We are going to be judged for our works, not for salvation. A name given based on spiritual condition, that which we have demonstrated in the life we're now living. Ezekiel, the last verse, and Revelation 17 has the new name, for Jerusalem and Jesus. Jerusalem is Yahweh Shemal, which means Jesus is there, the Lord is there. The name for Jesus is not identified at this time, other than, of course, faithful and true, King of Kings, Lord of Lords. But I believe there will be another name as well, and we'll have a new name, and we don't know what it is yet. Then under F, we have the sixth one, authority over the nations. We're going to rule with Christ, who's going to be ruling with a rod of iron during the millennium, and this is, of course, future. That authority is found in Revelation 2:26. The next one is in Revelation 2, verse 28. The morning star, given the morning star, which is Jesus Christ himself. Again, we have another reassurance of fellowshipping. Revelation 22:16 is another validation of that. The next one is found in Revelation 3, Chapter 5, clothed in white. This refers to the new clothing that the saints will be given, emphasizing their purity and their rightness with God. New garments based on our degrees of what? Our degrees of works demonstrated in this life. Read that in Revelation 19, verse 8. The next one is found in Revelation 3:5. Name not erased from the book of life. That's a guarantee. It's not being blotted out. Your name was placed in that book probably before the foundations of the earth, because that's when Jesus said he knew you. In Revelation 3:5, we have another one. Jesus Christ confesses your name to God the Father and the angels. And number 12 is in Revelation 3:20. Belonging to God. God the Father as well as the Son and the Holy Spirit. And the 13th one is in Revelation 3, verse 21, sitting on the throne with Jesus, co-ruling with Jesus. See, Jesus is a giver. Satan is a taker. Praise God for all these blessings to the overcomer. And overcoming what? Overcoming sin through what Christ did on the cross and receiving that gift of grace, eternal life, salvation. Praise God.